The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Duwajahu, has cautioned the media to be temperate in their reportage of political acts, omissions, speeches and events. He also called on those in leadership or aspiring to occupy leadership positions in the country to develop strong moral courage that will enable them to call their errant members to order in the interest of national peace and cohesion. Mr. Ajahu gave the advice in Ho at a Thanksgiving service and ordination to climax the 5th General Assembly of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church. The ceremony was also used to honor some political figures and personalities from the Volta region who have contributed to the church and the region. Our Volta regional correspondent Koblali Kukubo was there and has filed this report for Radio Ghana.
The Evangelical Presbyterian Church Ghana has undertaken programs and projects throughout its 166 years of existence to promote education, health and socio-economic conditions in the country, particularly in the Volta region. The Speaker of Parliament, Eduardo Ajahu, commended the church for the choice of the theme for this year's General Assembly, God of Life, Lead Us to Justice and Peace and Dignity for Growth and Development, which he described very appropriate in view the current political climate in the country. He lauded the church for its contribution to the advancement and preservation of peace in the country, despite its awesome challenges. Mr. Ajahu expressed strong support for the church's desire to open forum reconciliation talks with its sister church, the Global Evangelical Church, after 23 years of impasse, which is bedeviled with court cases and other acts of grievous animosity. The speaker assured them of his preparedness to play any role that may be required of him in pursuit of the reconciliation agenda. In a speech read on his behalf, President John Mahama commended the church for extending the light of wisdom and development into most communities in the country. He therefore recommended that the church establishes educational institutions or monuments in honor of the founding fathers of the church. President Mahama noted that the country is confronted with a number of challenges, including recent labor agitation, outrageous judgment debt payments, wanton depletion of the land and forest cover through illegal mining and logging, and called on all stakeholders to help tackle these challenges.
That report was filed by Volta regional correspondent Koblali Kukubo.